Flurry O'Driscoll ran the post office in Ballineen for the past 44 years until he passed away in January. His wife Marion took over the position, and although the family don't want to see it closed, they say they've been left with no option. Speaking to Red FM News, Marion and Flurry's daughter Kate say it's an impossible situation where no one in Ballineen wins.
The worst thing really about the closure is that, you know, we fear locals think we're closing the post office by choice, that we're getting this massive redundancy package, when in fact we'd only be getting anything significant if Dad was still alive. But because Dad died in January, his 44 years of service doesn't matter. Mom took over, so anything, you know, we're getting offered is based on only her 6 months service. So we've rejected their redundancy, but basically Unpost have said that no one else can take over, not even another member of the family. So really we're being backed into a corner where everyone in Ballineen loses.
Locals in the town are calling on Unpost not to go ahead with a closure, and Kate says if they do, it'll be another link in a rural community gone.
People are worried. Pensioners love coming in every Friday for their pension, and you know, it's going to have a huge effect on them. They're going to miss out on their weekly chats and whatever, you know. You know, we've been here for over 40 years. We know everyone coming in. They know us. There's a huge trust there, which is just going to be broken. It's just gone.
The family say emotions will be running high in the village on Friday when the doors of the post office, which has been a meeting point in the community for over four decades, shuts its doors for the final time. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Ballineen.